An energy crisis means a cost of goods crisis. It means a cost of living crisis, and it increases citizen dependency on government. So if you want a dependent citizenry, there's nothing better than an energy crisis. But how would you do it? Well, you might offer the most restrictive offshore drilling plan in the history of the country. Months after only proposing 3 oil drilling leases through 2029, you'd spend trillions of your citizens' dollars on wind turbine projects whose power output will never be anywhere near their plate output. You would end all new oil and gas leases in Alaska and remove all of the old ones except for those of your donor, ConocoPhillips. You'd contribute to a number of international crises while slowing down funding for the military. And finally, if you were really smart, you would say no to buying oil to refilling our Strategic Petroleum Reserve. This last is what the administration has just done. Canceled the purchase despite depleting the emergency supply by 43%. That's the lowest in almost 50 years. You might as well make combustion engines, and therefore transport and travel, illegal. And yes, the White House is doing all of these things. When will there be a day of visibility for the American taxpayer who can afford less and less? While illegals are given free money, free cell phones, free transportation to wherever they want to go, free medical care, free housing, and immunity from prosecution. And military-aged males that entered the country illegally since Biden took office now outnumber the military 6-1. I'm starting to see a pattern here. This is News Talk 1100.